I'm joined by the French consultant Jean-Pierre Douthion, who's in the Malki district of Damascus. Jean-Pierre, give us a sense of the atmosphere in the city now.
The situation is becoming, in a certain way, worse and worse. Like we started, like something like now, a few months ago, 6 months ago, to feel like the fight are approaching from the downtown. And now, lately, it's becoming a reality. That means we are hearing more explosion, we are hearing more gunfights, more gunshots. So it's becoming real. And in the past, people, like I'm also a partner in the lounge. I mean, in the past, people were going out till something like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. 6 months ago, they stopped going out after midnight, 11. And now, after 8 p.m., there is no one in the street. So it's becoming a ghost city, city under siege. And people are like not going out at night. And most of the streets are blocked. You can see checkpoints. You can see even some squares who are blocked, like the city hall square, which is half blocked. So it's a very strange situation.
How close is the fighting?
The lines are moving. It's not like a clear front, because sometimes something happens in district. So the army is responding, and after a few hours, everything come back to normal. But now we can say, like, if we talk about Daraya, it's at something like a few kilometers from the downtown, less than 10 kilometers. And if you talk about the situation in Girimana or in some other suburbs, we talk about places where like less than 5-10 minutes from Damascus.
Are many people fleeing Damascus in fear?
The fact is, like, if you talk about the middle upper class of Damascus, most of the people who have something like a little bit cash, they already escaped, like, to Lebanon, most of them. Like, I can talk about my friends and the business contact I have. You can say, like, something like 60 to 70% of the people I know, like, already left Damascus. Some of them, they come back only once or twice per week for the business. Some of them are definitely left for good. And if and for the rest, if they are not refugees living outside the country, some of them, they are something called refugees from inside. Like, they are living in gardens, they are living in public squares, they are living, some of them, in circulation traffic square. So it's a very difficult situation for them. There is a lot of difficulty to find something like easy. Before, it was easy to find something like fuel. It was easy to find something like gas. Now it's complicated to find that kind of items, and the economy is almost dead. Most of the people lost their jobs. And you don't have to forget, like, in the suburbs and in the reef, the fight were very intense. So some people, they even lost their houses, and they lost everything they had, because people in Syria, they were not used to rent. It's a population who is owning usually their own the places they are living in. So the fact is, like, now they lost, like, for some of them, the work of their whole life, because some of them, they are like 15 years old, and they put all their economy and their cash just to buy an house to make sure they won't have to pay rent in the future. And now they lost almost everything. So it's really heartbreaking to see that kind of situation.
When do you expect the battle to start and to reach central Damascus?
I think it's reaching the center, like, few hours per days, or a few minutes sometimes, because, like, Mazdeh 86, which is a suburb which is, like, considered, like, as a suburb which is a part of Damascus, they are already facing, like, mortars and missiles from the FSA, like, maybe 3 or 4 times per week. So we can say, like, the fights are approaching very fast, and they are already, if we talk about some part of the city, they are already real for many people, for some suburbs or some district of Damascus. I don't think we are going to face something like we faced in the past. I mean, something called the Battle of Damascus. I think it will stay like that for a long time, and because the army is still strong. I'm working as a fixer, so I'm traveling a lot. And I went to Tartous, I went to Tel Kalah, I went to many cities. And the Syrian Arab army is not, as I can read sometimes in foreign newspaper, is not like desperate, or they are not like, they're not motivated. No, they are very motivated, they are determined, and they are ready to respond, and they respond when they have to. And it's not an army which is losing and trying their best, like, to keep some position. No, they are attacking, they have, like, many initiatives till now. So I don't think, like, we are going to face a situation like they will see, like, a big number of fighters coming to attack them, and they will have to respond, like, to an attack. It will stay like it is now. That means some districts were now controlled by the FSA, still causing problems to the army, and the army is keep responding on them and keep attacking and trying to make sure they will keep the control on the biggest part of the city.
Do you think that the rebels have made gains in the suburbs of Damascus?
I see the problem is the following one. Like when the FSA came and when they enter in the district and they create a war zone situation, even if they don't control this district, even if they don't have the total control of this district, it's unfair, but it's something like caused by a guerrilla tactic. This district is definitely lost for the Syrian Arab army. So whatever they do, they always have the advantage because no one expects from them to have the total control of a suburb. So whenever they create a war situation in a suburb, it's like it's lost for the Syrian Arab army. Because like even if you have like a bunch of guys, we can say 40 or 50 or 100 guys, like in some buildings with snipers, having the control of the situation on the ground. Okay, even if the army is like they have more men and they are like more powerful, at the end this district is like getting empty and people leave the district. So at the end it's like a chaos situation. So whenever it's chaos and whenever like the army don't have the total control, it's considered as lost. So that's why if you talk about generally speaking, it looks like the army lost a big part of the suburbs. We can say everything about the southeast of Damascus, if you talk about the reef and the suburbs, it's not under the control of the FSA. That means you will not have a big FSA commander, you know, managing all the districts. But it will definitely not be a place that the army have the control on it. So it's a chaos situation.
Okay, Jean-Pierre, take care. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome.